Hello there, and welcome to our next podcast. We're sitting here with Doug Park, who is the group program manager for Xbox support, and hopefully he's going to shed some light on the things that we do in supporting the Xbox and the future of support with Xbox.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
So can you give us maybe a little bit of background on, I don't know, how long you've been around here at Microsoft and how long you've been involved with the Xbox group?
Absolutely. So I've been at Microsoft now for just over 5 years. The first 2 years I spent with MSN, and most recently I've been working with the Xbox support group. I've been in the support industry now for about 8 years, which is an outstanding industry if anybody out there is interested.
Cool. So how long have you been in that management role?
So I've been in management for Xbox support for about 2 years, as group program manager about the last year officially. I've seen Xbox go from the first version and limited global demand to what we're seeing today with 360, which is just unbelievable. It's been an interesting time to be in this group and just to be affiliated with the product. It's amazing.
Cool.
So you're global group program manager, which have folks that are on your team in other countries, or
I do. So our group manages support for every country worldwide. So my team is a global group. I mean, we have people in Japan, we have people in Singapore, we have people in Europe, and then of course we have some here in Redmond.
Is there any one segment of the world population that's more crazy about Xbox?
We've really seen Xbox 360 explode in Europe. Europe is just all over the console, the games, the peripherals, or the accessories. They love it. It's been one of the most interesting pieces of this launch is the fact that, you know, traditionally the United States has really driven a lot of support and just a lot of the sales, but we're seeing a much higher demand, I guess you could say, in Europe now.
Sounds
it's
like
great.
Business is probably growing faster than you can keep up with it.
Well, we've done a pretty good job. At launch, we were a little surprised by how high the demand for our product was in most regions, and you know, it took a little bit of scrambling just after launch to make sure that we were prepared to talk to all of our customers, but at this point, we're handling all of our customers. We're able to answer questions and help them out as needed. I don't think there are any waits in the queues right now, so that's good.
So you oversee, obviously, a fairly large amount of people, and actually including some of the people that we've already talked to, Steve Kastner, Craig Stumm,
yes,
a lot of these other guys as well. So what is your kind of overarching role, I suppose, in the management of all these lines of business? Because it's kind of like a spider web almost. It seems like there's just so many different avenues of and areas of concentration that all these guys have. So how do you kind of pull that together and kind of make sure it's held onto fairly tightly?
That's an interesting question. We've over the years seen our group expand quite a bit, as especially with Xbox 360 coming on. So at this time, we've designated certain individuals to look after certain lines of business, which is what we call, say, accessories or games or the console itself. Xbox Live is another line of business. So we have certain individuals here in Redmond who that's their role, is to interact with the product group to make sure that their needs are met and to make sure the customers that use those products have all of the information they need on the web, and that the support agents also have the information they need to support our customers. With a global model, then, we have our regional folks that support each of the regions, and they're really more a jack of all trades for us, and they take a look at all of the lines of business for a region, and we do some designation based off of maybe live versus console and games and accessories, but they really take care of the region. They take care of marketing. They take care of PR for the region. And they take care of course, our call centers in that region and interact directly with them. Having that type of model where we have a regional model and we have a Redmond-based or an Issaquah-based team that looks after the product group works fairly well for us because we can focus on what's most important to the different customers that we see internally as a support group.
What would you say is your favorite part of your job right now?
I'd say the best part of being where I am in support and working with all of these great people that I have on my team is we get to see everything in Xbox. We get to work with marketing. We get to work with the product group. We get to work with the wonderful folks over at the Gamerscore blog, the PR group, and we get to see the entire global picture of Xbox. So we're not designated to one small area or one small group. It's everything in the Xbox ecosystem is supported by us, and we get to see it all. And we also, you know, we have an outstanding Xbox product group, the best I've ever worked with in my time in support, and they make our job so much easier by just allowing us to be a part of their team. They include us in all of the betas and all of the pre-release information. One of the benefits to being in support is we get to check out games early because we need to support them, and if anything goes wrong, we have to have the library. So we get to check out the games, the products, the accessories, and our product group is just amazing at including us in all of that and taking our feedback just like they would anybody else in their team.
Lots of transparency, it sounds like.
Absolutely. There are not many secrets that are kept by the product group that we're not aware of, and that's only been possible because our group does an outstanding job in understanding what's confidential and what's not, and keeping a tight-lipped on the things that we're not supposed to talk about, but at the same time having access to that information so we can prepare for when our customers might have questions about it.
That's a really great approach. It sounds like if I were a customer, then I would really feel like I was part of the future of Xbox because support is working really closely with the product groups. That's a great way to do business over there.
I think that something unique about Xbox is our involvement in the community, both from a support perspective, from a marketing and PR perspective. We have an outstanding group of MVPs as well on the forums. We actually have a support group who are in the forums and just answer questions of users in the forums. So I think our tie to the community worldwide is top-notch. I mean, we really, as an Xbox organization and as a support group, are really in tune with what our customers are saying and what they need. And while we can't always fix or answer every question or deal with every issue right away, you know, we definitely know what's being said and where we need to improve and what we need to focus on to make our customers' lives easier.
What about the future of support?
So Xbox, we're constantly evolving in Xbox support. I mean, as we get a larger and larger customer base, and as, you know, we see the product evolve over its life cycle, as more and more products are launched, as more and more regions are launched, we're always looking at how we offer support, what the best model is, how we can best give our customers ways to support themselves. We have a very tech-savvy customer base.
Right.
The demographic is just amazing from that perspective. So the more information we can provide and make available, say, on Xbox.com, WAC support, the better informed our customers are. And that helps them. It helps us. It's a win-win for everybody. So evolution for us in support is providing more information to our customers, giving them a variety of different ways to do the self-support, whether it be in the actual phone system when they call us or whether it be on the web, continuing to make sure we have a robust knowledge base on support.microsoft.com, which is a new feature for 360 and so far has been very well met. And just basically tying our tools and technology into how we support our customers and giving them and enabling them to support themselves is kind of at the direction I see this group going.
You bring up a very interesting point about your users being very tech-savvy. I find that really interesting because we have segments of our business, home users, IT pros, devs, and the home users, which Xbox falls into that.
It kind of does. Kind of within that whole end-user category.
Yeah.
But it's
it's very unique.
It's very
customers are very unique within that consumer home space.
Right. Consumer home space. That's the key, though.
And like prosumers is what
prosumers,
we should be calling.
Yeah,
they're almost,
it's
in a way, right?
I just find that really interesting because we do have that mindset of home users, novices, but I think that's changing and evolving with gaming, and you do have a very tech-savvy group of people that are, you know, using our games. So.
Absolutely. And they crave information from us. I mean, they really want as much transparency as possible and appreciate the fact that, you know, Xbox shares information. I think, you know, our MVPs are great testament to that. Our MVPs are amazingly in tune with what's going on in the community and play a great role in how we connect with our customers.
And actually, within that realm, it definitely seems to make sense to utilize a lot of emerging media within that whole support world as well. And I've seen a trend of kind of moving away from just your standard text-based KB articles to more rich media content, which I'm personally really excited about being able to help bring that type of content to customers as well.
We definitely have some great options available to us as a support group. We have what we consider wizards that we've placed on Xbox.com. We have a connectivity web wizard, which walks customers through how to connect to Xbox Live. We have a migration wizard that is great in explaining how a customer can go from an Xbox V1 account on Xbox Live to migrate it over to 360. We've also been able to put some or work with the product group and get some videos out on Marketplace. So there's a video on Marketplace that talks through the different network types and how best to set up your home system and home networking for media center connection to the Xbox 360. We also have webcasts. We have, you know, the blog space is something we're looking at. There are just many more options than we've seen in the past, and we're looking at all of those as we kind of continue down the theme of connecting with our customers and providing them as much information as they can possibly have to be more informed consumers.
And, you know, you bring up an interesting point there because a lot of our user base for Xbox and Xbox 360 are by default already on high bandwidth connections. So that just opens up the door even further for us to bring them rich media content that, you know, whereas 2-3 years ago, we were pretty limited in what we were able to, you know, push out there media wise. But we're definitely in a whole different world, and I think it's really, really exciting for everyone.
Absolutely. In the past, we've been a little bit limited to the question, well, what if a consumer does not have the internet? I think that question comes up fewer and fewer times amongst the course of our conversations and support, and it's almost getting to the point where we expect customers have an internet connection. I mean, we don't make our decisions in a vacuum, of course, and we consider that some of the consumer base out there doesn't have the internet, but it's really enabling us to connect with the videos, with the webcasts, with the marketplace content, and just, again, it's giving us a lot more opportunities.
What would you be doing if you weren't at work today?
If I weren't at work today, since it's kind of cloudy and the weather doesn't look outstanding.
We should have been interviewing you yesterday.
Yeah. I'd be doing a couple of different things. I'd either be hanging out with the family. I would be playing Xbox 360. I've been finding myself back in Perfect Dark Zero because there were so many games at launch that I kind of put that one aside and didn't have a chance to play it as much as I wanted to, so I'm playing that again. I'd be out taking pictures. Today it's kind of overcast, so it's a good day for photography in the area. I'd be doing, you know, one of those three things probably.
In other words, you do have a life outside of gaming.
I do. I game probably 2 to 4 hours a week right now. But that's because we're pretty busy at work. So, I mean, my gamer score, if this is worth anything, my gamer score is about 5,500 right now, which is, you know, I think I've seen people over 20,000 now, but I think 5,500 is respectable. So,
it's a lot better than my 3,000. So, you're one up on me.
My gaming score is zero.
Oh, see, that, we got to fix that.
I'm finding that after talking to all you guys. I'm missing out.
We had a contest in my group, actually, where several of the people on my team are fairly competitive, and there was a unwritten contest on who got to 10,000 points first. And when a particular individual made it to 10,000 first, he made sure he sent out a screenshot of his gamer score, a constructed South Park character from one of the websites. and then he made sure he put a you know, some type of quip on there about, you know, the first one there and you know, leaving everybody else in the dust. And it was pretty humorous. The group is definitely passionate about gaming. I don't know if I've ever met a group that's as passionate about the products they support as this group. I mean, they just love it.
I think I have. It's pretty amazing.
It is, and it makes it an outstanding place to work. I mean, we have, on the global basis, everybody, I mean, we'll have people up, because we're global, mm-hmm. You might be up at 2 in the morning and it's, you know, the beginning of the day in Europe, and right. You might be testing out the newest features of the product with somebody in Europe at 2 in the morning here. Right, I mean, it's just people just love the product, love the group. It's amazing.
And even though you guys are super, super busy at times, I mean, it almost doesn't seem like it feels like work, right, in a way, sometimes.
You know, when you're that passionate about it, it's fun to go to work every day. So, yes, it is fairly stressful here, just from the expectations we set on ourselves are extremely high. The expectations our customers have of us are extremely high. But because of everything I've mentioned about this being a great place to work, it does make it really easy to get up in the morning and come to work every single day. I've been in many different jobs throughout my career, and I'd have to say this is the most satisfying position I've been in.
Awesome.
That's great. It's great to hear.
It's very cool.
I'm really curious. This question keeps running through my head. What's the favorite game? What's like your team? If you looked at your whole team, what would be the most popular game?
So the one game that's really taken the team by storm has been Oblivion, the newest Morrowind game. That game has sucked away the hours from many of the people on the team, any of the evening hours from the gamers. Before that, though, it was Project Gotham. Racing, the new one, Project Gotham Racing 3 for the 360. We have several big race fans on the team who are just very into, you know, either MotoGP or Project Gotham Racing or Forza. And Project Gotham Racing, you know, that's a really tough one to get any gamer score out of because they make it very, very hard. But people were playing that one for a while.
Yeah, Oblivion is definitely... sucked away a lot of my free time as well, I think.
Thus the name Oblivion.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting at about 70 gameplay hours, but I know some other people, actually a couple of people on your team, I know for a fact are about like 130 or something. And it's just amazing because the typical game, be looking at maybe 10 to 15 hours of gameplay. And but yeah, that one definitely really kind of gets you.
Another one that had the contest of who could reach 1,000 gamer score points on particular game first, and I think that it took 95 hours to reach the 1,000. That was no side quests.
Right.
So. It's fun and interesting stuff.
What's your vision for the future of supporting Xbox?
I see a world where we have many more touch points with our customers. From a technology perspective, as discussed before, the online capabilities or the online opportunities are outstanding for us right now, and we really need to take advantage of those and connect with our customers in that way. It's much easier to do a one-to-many, you know, with a webcast or with a support video where customers can be informed around the globe. So we definitely see reaching out to our customers in more ways there. We also have great opportunities in working with our support agents who are on the phones every day talking to our customers. We're making investments in that area. We're looking at different ways we can do training, which is key to ensuring the agents are ready to go when they hit the phones. or respond to emails or chats. We have a unique business because a lot of our support calls come in right around the holiday season. So we get to staff a pretty significant amount of people just around the holiday season to make sure that, you know, those people that are opening their Xbox on Christmas Day have support and can get their questions answered. And so we need to make, you know, investments in those agents that are going to be supporting our customers and make sure that they're well informed. They have the tools that they need to support our customers. And we definitely want to ensure that our support agents are having as much fun as we are here back in Redmond. Our support agents are located throughout the world as well. And so I think those investments that we're making over the next year and 3 to 5 years down the road are really going to benefit them as well. And the more information that we can make available to our customers also flows right into our agent base as well. It looks very, very bright for me just from a technology standpoint, and continue to keep up a very passionate team and working with an extremely dedicated and customer-focused support group will just allow us a lot of opportunities in the future.
It sounds like you've got your work cut out for you with regards to content and creating content yeah. and creating more content for the agents.
Yes,
but that's,
yes.
It sounds like you're doing a great job with it.
But content is a huge piece of our business, as well as just keeping on top of all of the new stuff that right. comes out of Xbox, new games, new products, new accessories, new services. So keeping all that together can be challenging, but we think we have some good plans for the future, and we'll make it happen.
Great.
Well, thanks for coming out and giving us a few minutes of your time. I definitely appreciate it.
Very much my pleasure.
Nice to meet you. Don't forget to write to us via the Ask For It link we have on the site, and we'll be happy to talk about what you're sending in. So until next time.
Thanks for tuning in.